Hi, I'm Alyssa Hagen, and this is my audio postcard. I'm responding to the following statement in the Declaration of Communication Leadership. We align technology with human needs and values to ensure that innovation is inclusive and does not amplify existing inequity. As technology advances, people will continue to devise new ways to benefit. I'd like to share my personal experience using two distinct stories relating to voice to text and where I hope to see this technology lead us. Back in around 1998, there was a team at Microsoft called the Natural Language Group. As a recent high school graduate, I loved hearing stories from my brother about the dying languages that his team was able to record. The intent at that time, I believe, was to save the native languages in places like Alaska by preserving audio files. For example, a grandmother could be recorded and teach her great-grandchildren many years after her death. The mission of the Natural Language Group was to be the mouse and keyboard for the written or spoken language. Spoiler alert, the group was disbanded and hundreds of people were laid off. While the idea was top of mind for the technology industry, the implementation was too slow. The tech just wasn't there yet. I do wonder where the thousands of hours of natural language recordings ended up and if that data will be used at some point in the future. Okay, now, skipping ahead 20 years from 2008, it's 2018 and I'm a project manager at Microsoft. Microsoft launched, or probably bought a startup called Stream. Stream is like YouTube, but it uses data and analytics to create almost instant transcripts. Accessibility is a new buzzword and requirement for pretty much everything public-facing at Microsoft. Last year, automated transcripts from Stream were wildly inaccurate, horribly embarrassing, and at times humiliating. It had a maybe 20% accuracy. It was more likely to give someone an inappropriate name, including swear words, than capture the true nature of the video recording, and that wasn't going to help anyone with a hearing impairment. Since Stream launched, it has improved accuracy up to 80%. It picks up proper nouns, complex technology terms, and acronyms. When I make real-time connections in the application now, it learns as I go, and that's pretty amazing. I'm convinced voice-to-text technology gets better every day. With every secret 2 a.m. software update that Apple pushes when no one is looking, it picks up on languages, dialects, regional accents, frequently used words, and who knows what else. I actually don't want to know what else it picks up when no one else is paying attention. With such advancement in artificial intelligence over the last 20 years, or even since yesterday, I wonder what we'll be able to do with voice-to-text next. My hope is that with our tiny pocket computers, everyone will grow more and more inclusive. In the last year alone, subtitles began appearing on Instagram videos when my device is muted. From Bluetooth hearing aids to language translation apps, tech has the capability to make the world more inclusive, maybe even until no one is excluded. As long as the humans engineering the code put people first, everyone will have equal access to resources, education, and other technologies. Thanks for listening.